recording this, even though the formal message has not come through. There's change occurring for most, if not all, members of this group right now. When I'm tuning into your energy, you are responding even before we bring this forth in a more formal sense. You're responding to the invitation of the heart. Now, that's very, very important, is for you to reside in your heart in terms of, you know, what is your heart saying? What is your heart calling to? Not like the numbers in your checkbook, not, oh, but this is what I planned to do a year ago and I got started. It's about what is calling to your heart today. Now, the reason is, this is very, very important, I need to say this, is because you are a different vibrational being than you were when you may have set out with your agenda a year ago in terms of what you wanted to achieve. What they're asking you to do is to be very loose and open and aware that a change has already occurred energetically, that is being filtered down. And so because of that, you may find yourself in the middle of a business plan, a personal plan, whatever it is, and suddenly, like, it just isn't sitting right. It's not supposed to, because you're ready for change. You're ready for upgrade. So the upgrades, in fact, like, have occurred, continue to occur, but it's almost like overnight, some of you, if not all of us, are waking up and we're in a brand new world. I mean, like, our lives are kind of the same, but who we are has shifted. Now, because of that, here's what they want to say to us. Accommodations have been made to kind of shuffle us along. So in other words, if you find that you need other structures, other supports, other whatever it is, understand that your higher self is extremely powerful and capable, along with your guides and teachers, of orchestrating that removal of that which is no longer a vibrational match for you, and the, like, implosion, the inclusion of all that can be brought forth for you. So here's the bottom line. Your job is to open up and receive that change. Do not be frightened of change. They just show me things psychically, and I've got a laptop here going on, and the five, which of course we all know is change, is just staring at me. And what they're saying is, everybody that has come to participate today in this group, they're very, very powerful spiritual energies. After all the light from the, like, celebration of the Christ birth, which is our birth. We all get that. So there's very, very, very powerful energies calling us forth today to welcome in this new world, this new life. Now, this new world is really us. It's really us. You're not looking for what the politicians are or are not doing or creating. They're simply working out of old energy blocks. They're going to do their thing. It represents our old consciousness, our old state of being. And so there's going to be a little bit of a delay. We don't need to be concerned about that. It's our time to really take our power and our anchor and our focus and listen to our divinity, listen to that truth that is just, I'm going to say, like, percolating or bubbling up from within us. And the light that is ready to shine through us is there. It's inviting us. So our job collectively is to open up and say yes. So that's what they're asking you to do. And then I'm going to bring forth the formal message, but you guys are already receiving the attunement, I can assure you, because I feel it already here. But our job, they want me to repeat this, our job is to say yes to our promotion, to say yes. I know I just bought this house, but I really feel like living on the other side of, you know, the country now. To say yes to any and all. Remember, life is really about impermanence. What is permanent is our connection with our true self, which is evolving. And that's what we're supposed to be tending to. Now, as we deny that and focus on, like, the external, well, you know, but I just got settled in. It's like, well, good. And you graduated. You did everything you needed to learn. See, I want to explain this, and then we're going to move, I promise you, into that formal transmission. But there are some of you that are skipping so far ahead. It's like you're skipping through lessons and you're saying, well, wait a minute, because I just settled everything in. I just got settled. I got my new friends. I got my new whatever. And now I just feel like a shift, but I did all this work. And they're saying, yes, you did. Congratulations. You were successful. You passed all of those like initiatic experiences so fast that, okay, now you're ready for the next. In other words, that's how fast we can breeze through this, because it's like the energies are here to create this new reality, and that's what this is. And they're asking us really to drop this old paradigm about what life is. You know, we were all brought up, you do this, you do that, and then we watch our parents, you know, cross over, and like, that's life. And they're saying, no, there's a new formula, there's a new plan, and they're very excited that we're all responding to it. So they're really helping us adjust to the fact of be open to life, be open to the flow, be open to the new experience that is dawning upon us. And I promise you, there's new knocking on everybody's door. And our job is really, the more that we can open up, I'm gonna leave it this, and then I will get started. But the more that we can open up to the possibilities that are being presented to us, that are being afforded to us. And I've just got the Kundalini with that serpent energy. I mean, I just can't even tell you how we are living in, they used to call it like the New Age movement. It's like we are living in a new age, but it's up to, I hate to say the word but, and, it is up to us to say yes to our own attunement, to our own energy, to our own live stream. And that's how we're going to experience it. And we all know this, that there are the old structures. Now, the old structures are going to be what's in your life, in your old life, but it's also the old paradigms, the old ways of thinking. Well, this is what a successful person looks like. This is what a successful husband looks like. This is, you know, like on and on and on. So the more that we can drop what we've been taught is success, the more that we can listen to our own attunement, our own vibration. And the more we're just going to glow and bathe in these spiritual energies that are here for us. Okay, so now they're asking me to stop that.